Hey, it's Pat. I'm going to do my Duplex show again. It is a solo show. Thank you. I will have a dear friend opening up for me. I don't know who yet. It's what you would call TBD. But it's going to be on February 4th at 9:30 p. at the Duplex. And it is a Monday. And yes, Mondays are for the freaks. So if you're a freak, come on out. You can get tickets in my Insta bio. I would love to see you there. Bye.
Forever.
Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat and Pat.
Hey, it's Kat
and Pat,
and welcome to Seek treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking dating, and love. Oh my god.
It's so insane.
I know. I'm wearing a full coat.
I know. Wait, but I'm obsessed with that. So, can I tell us, the listener, something about your coat?
Yeah.
It's giving me Breakfast Club.
You know what it's giving me?
In an amazing way.
This coat for me is Mom and Home Alone, where she's like, Kevin!
I know. Wait, I'm actually obsessed with that woman.
Me too.
And I'm obsessed with her in Beetlejuice, which I never have seen as an adult, only as a child.
Cool. What's going on with you?
I had an insane night last night. As you know, as I went and just yelled from the room.
I want to be clear.
I was at an event last night.
And I was supposed to be there, and I was invited. I was too busy to go.
And I was mad at you because it was the late hours of the event. And I knew you weren't coming. And then, because you were at a show. And then
Thank you. A
contingent from the, I saw a trickle in of a contingent from the show you were at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she's here. And I got so excited. But I knew you weren't going to be here because I didn't feel that shift in the universe that I would have felt if you were there.
I know.
So I went up to someone. I was like, is Catherine here? And they were like, no. And I was like, I know.
And
I've always known that. I had to ask.
So, I'm not going to go into Manhattan and back to Brooke.
No, it would have been, I fully forgot I was in Manhattan the entire time. And I was like, what?
That's really supposed to be a special place then, to fully forget.
Yeah.
Fully lose yourself.
I was kind of in, sort of in the hustle and the bustle. What borough am I in?
Totally.
When am I?
You know, and should I tell the listeners, famously, I'm sort of emotionally have moved to Manhattan. I'm going to move to Manhattan.
Yeah, I've been telling people you're moving to Manhattan.
I'm telling everyone, I'm going to West College.
I've been doing this thing where...
And they say, how? They say, how are you going
to
do it?
I've been doing this gorgeous thing where after a show, I talk to the audience and just fully downward spiral about my life. And then I'm like, I'm sorry, this was so gross. Nice to meet you guys. Bye. But last time I did that, I was like, Catherine's moving to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Did they love it?
Yeah, because one of them was your neighbor, as we talked about last episode. But anyways, my whole point is... The story from last night. So I wanted to hook up, obviously. That's kind of my ethos.
But we knew you weren't going to.
We know I'm not going to.
He has no follow through this one.
And you say that as a friend. And I go there expecting there to be, this is what I want. This is what I want when I walk down the stairs of the downstairs space. I want there to be 10 to 12 hot single gays that I've never seen before.
I know.
Who are obsessed with me.
I was laughing at your tweet.
What was my
tweet? You know which one.
Where I was like, sometimes I can't tell if I'm deeply in love with someone or they're just a new gay person I found out exists.
Yeah.
But wait, that's funny that you laughed at it because you didn't like it. And you
did like
it. You haven't been liking my tweets.
You know what's
that's
sad?
Okay.
Thank you.
That's okay.
You're being so funny right now. I liked it on Facebook.
Can I give a seek treatment? Can I give a seek treatment off the fucking bat to the people who ask you to follow them?
Oh, who did really? That?
Someone I followed on Insta because they're hot. We're like, you need to follow me on Twitter too.
That's
I was like, no,
so
I follow you on Insta
because
you're hot.
Yeah, Twitter's not for you.
But anyways, my point is, I go there. There's like weirdly no gays in this weird way. And so then.
I know that's so not true.
No. You would be shocked.
Okay.
And when I say there's no gays, it doesn't count if I know you. And so.
Okay.
So then it's like after hours at the event and there's this gay there. And I'm like, we're like hitting it off. We're talking. And I've like always been like, that guy's cute. And so legs are touching. It's like flirty. I'm like, okay, great.
Your legs are huge for
you. At this point, I've been at the event for 90 minutes longer than I would like to be at the event. But I'm just like staying there holding out hope that I'll hook up. And so we're talking. I'm like, oh, this is going well. We're chatting. They're like drunk, but I love that. And then we're talking. And then all of a sudden they drop mid-sentence like, and I've had a boyfriend for 2 years, so I'm like not really hooking up, whatever.
Which people feel so comfortable doing.
People
in front
feel
of you.
So comfortable having a boyfriend around me. It's
insane.
So sad.
It's actually so sad. I met someone last night, a hot person came into my life, which I wasn't expecting, and he was like, and my girlfriend, right off the bat, I'm like, you need to calm down. It's really sad.
Yeah, to lead with that. And so literally he says he has a boyfriend. I've sunk about 45 minutes into this.
Sure.
Time I'll never get back. So literally, I
stand up like in the middle of a sentence and just kind of walk away to tell. Because also I kind of recruited a militia of gal pals. Like I was like texting people around the party, like, I want to hook up with this guy. Like whispering into people's ears, like, I want to hook up with this guy.
Gave him a telephone.
So I go over. So my gal pal's talking to this other gay who I know from years back. And I'm like, and I tell her what happened. And the other gay's like talking. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm trying to talk to this person. And so other people come over. I'm like, I'm telling about my boyfriend 2 years. Boyfriend 2 years. We have this whole conversation about it, like in front of this other gay. Then where everyone's leaving. You ready? I gotta get my coat. Turn the corner. Mm-hmm. Other gay's making out with a guy.
With the original gay.
With the original guy.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
What happened? Hillary Rodham Clinton, what happened?
I know. I wish I knew.
I wish I knew.
You know what? If I knew, I would tell you.
Thank you.
I know.
But whatever. That's been my experience for the last 12 hours.
That's a lot. I've been like... I actually like feel okay today, which is weird.
Wait, can I say something too? My friend told me a hot person came up to me at a show and said they slid into my DMs and I didn't answer, and maybe I was just having a rough week. If you're a hot person, you slid into my DMs and I didn't answer, please like feel free to reach out again.
Totally. Feel it's safe to follow up.
Yeah, it's definitely safe to follow up. How are you?
I don't know.
Yeah, you look. See, you know what I'm learning. You know what I'm learning about you and about us is that I like your hair a little dirty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got a as everyone sort of in the community knows, I got a blowout on Thursday before my show at Joe's Pub, and I've been sort of riding that wave ever since. You know, Friday night kept the blowout, even in the rain.
Is it hard to keep a blowout in the rain?
Yeah.
Cool.
You had an umbrella. Saturday night, I go back to my alma mater. I take all the girls to my alma mater for, oh, I wish to give a little shout out.
I was so jealous.
I know. And I knew I couldn't invite you in. That was hard for me.
I know.
Princeton Women in Comedy Festival. Okay. I bring the gals. We do a show. We slay. They get us a car back to the city. We're like,
Wait, a car back to the city? Yes.
Do we sing that already on the pod?
Well, it doesn't matter because we've sung it like 4 times on the pod. That's okay.
It's such a good song. Anyways, we went, and then yesterday we had gotten
in. When you're in a car with your girls, I mean, it's a special thing.
The energy's
thing.
Electric.
Yeah.
Absolute.
Do you know what else is electric?
Our guest.
Oh
my God. I can't even wait. I mean,
she's
literally the queen of podcasting.
She truly is the true queen of
true
pods.
She invented podcasts.
She invented, but she's a pioneer in the podcast space.
She's wearing a bonnet. She's a pioneer. She insisted on wearing a bonnet.
And we said, okay, that's fine.
And she's an author. Which is huge for us. Because Pat wants to be an author one day.
I don't want to be an author, but other people want me to be an author.
And that's almost worse. No, that's almost
it's
better.
Worse. Yeah, like, let me not be an author.
I know. We'll get into it. Put your ears open
for Erin Gibson.
Hey.
Getting a mix match.
So electric. I want to just clear something up. Mm-hmm. It is a bonnet, and it's also a Revolutionary War ribbon that I tie my hair back with.
It's really a daughter good. Of the revolution here it's on my our
only,
podcast.
It's my only belonging.
She's wearing head to toe red, white, and blue.
Well, you have to stay a patriot in these days because red, white, and blue isn't just for the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the Me Toos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
You can quote me on that.
That's a good one. Put it on a shirt, Megan.
Write that on a shirt right now.
That's how I feel when people are like, I'm like, are we still saying like, this is a great country?
I know.
Like, I don't know anymore where we stand.
It's hard for me. Is it hard? I don't know. Right. But
our lives are easy.
I follow track and field and distance running as though it's like very, very closely. And that sport's shrouded in kind of patriotism where it's like you root for your country. And sometimes it's like when I'm talking to other people and I'm like talking about like the Americans and how I feel like problematic.
Are you talking about the TV show The Americans? You just
no.
Pivot immediately from track and field to
I don't understand what The Americans says. Is that okay? Like
it's one a of show. Things, people I, like I, it. But I haven't
I know
seen
it's
it.
A show, but I'm like
it's a show that people like, and that's really all you need to know.
Okay, yeah. Americans.
Do you watch
Americans? Billions. That other show.
Enough. How are you?
Well, I have to be very honest. I'm day two of a ton of. DMs, and I don't mean Instagram, I mean Mucinex.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honey.
Every time I come to a new city, the flowers just attack me. That's I get, and not just, you know, allergies, like I get physically attacked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like in the commercial.
Yeah.
Like the allergy medicine commercial where
that's
flowers
a
are attacking
those are documentaries.
People.
Yeah.
Wow.
People don't know that.
About your plight. You used to, when you came into the studio, you used the phrase hay fever. Which to me is also very old-timey.
Very vintage.
Yeah, very vintage.
Thank you. It's all about my brand. I have an app that shows me on the phone what allergens are in the air. Because I'm a fucking party animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And totally. I know how to like L-Y-F-E.
Yes.
So that was the one yesterday.
I see.
It was hay fever and ragweed.
Ragweed.
Also old timey. We've got to update these allergy names.
We have to. Yeah. We need an allergy. We need an allergen for 2018. That addresses the modern woman.
I went into, about time.
We need an allergen for the modern woman. On the go, the working woman.
And thank you. A few years ago, I'm in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, and I go to one of those,
Is that hard for you as someone from Texas, Houston specifically?
What about it?
Do you want to call it Greenspoint?
I don't know what Greenspoint is.
See, I feel like you aren't actually from Houston.
I know. That's how I feel. I feel that way too.
You've been very isolated. Greenspoint, a.k.a. Guns Point, is a municipality on the way to the airport, not Hobby, IAH.
Intercontinental.
Yeah. So they think they're a city, so there's a lot of, class 5 buildings.
It's annoying that Texas is so big. I'm like, you should have been 2 to 3 states. Do you know what I mean by that?
She basically grew up in Connecticut, and I grew up in Vermont.
That's
exactly. But we lived in the same city.
Exactly. My dad's from Rhode Island.
Yeah, same feel.
Wow.
It's crazy that Rhode Island and Texas are the same species. You know what I mean? That they could reproduce because they're so different size-wise.
Now, Pat, is it cool being with 2 Southern Belles?
Totally. Yes. I love a Southern Belle. Mm-hmm. I do. I like specifically... I don't know what I mean by this. No, you know what? I'm not going to say this.
What do you call the stuff that you get for your car that makes it so if you get in an accident, you'll be okay?
Airbags?
Oh, sorry.
Bumpers.
You have to pay for it every month.
Insurance.
How do you say it?
Insurance.
You're not from tax.
I'm not. What are you?
Insurance.
No. Oh, insurance.
Yeah.
No, Erin. Yes.
See, this is inside the loop, outside the loop. This is like country girl versus city girl.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah. I agree with what I totally identify with what you're saying. It's like, even though I am from Houston, I was born in Manhattan. Okay. My dad's from New Jersey. Okay. And as soon as I got there, I was like, can't wait to leave. And then my whole life, I was like crawling my way out. And then I left as soon as I turned. You know what? Before I turned 18, I left.
Wow.
Because I was young for my grade.
Barely legal.
Which I'm obsessed with saying.
Barely legal.
No big deal.
Obsessed with my age.
Remember that phase where remember that phase of American history where we were always counting down until girls turned 18? Like there was like an online clock till the Olsen twins turned 18.
No.
It's so psycho allowed to happen.
Wouldn't happen now.
It wouldn't happen now. We wouldn't have a clock that said. I get sad that the Olsen twins don't just check in with us every once in a while just to like tell us how they're doing.
Yeah, what are they doing?
No one like
they're successful fashion
moguls.
I just
want them to know like I care. Like I know, but like pop your head into.
Do you know one person who's ever worn
Elizabeth anything and James
from her for their line?
No.
Isn't the row? Or is that something different?
Oh wait. What is that?
I think maybe they have 3.
I think you're right. Whenever I go to like a Neiman's with my mom when I'm in town for one day for Christmas, I like touch the Elizabeth and James's blouse and I look at the tag, it's $650.
Yeah.
I'm like, in what world does anyone buy this?
Okay, you know what I think? I think Elizabeth Olsen was going to be Jennifer Lawrence and then Jennifer Lawrence came and then we didn't let Elizabeth Olsen be Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
But also...
I think Elizabeth Olsen's probably okay though.
I think she's fine.
Yeah.
I think she's fine.
But no, we should call her. Let's get her in the mix.
Have you ever watched an Olsen twins movie from when they were children?
Yes.
Oh, nonstop.
Do you remember any of the songs?
They're important to me. Yes. Pizza.
Brother for sale.
I'm. Oh yeah.
25 cents.
And it would keep going up or down. Yeah. How did it go?
It would down. Down. And like, just take him off our
and then
yard.
I remember one that the only thing I remember from it where they'd say like pizza.
Oh, that's the best one.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it on the pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that one?
Mm-mm. Oh, it's fine. Okay. But I'm sure if I saw it, it would. I would immediately have PTSD.
Do you know my favorite movie of all times is It Takes Two with Kirstie Alley?
Same.
She's so
good. The food fight?
I'm obsessed with Kirstie Alley. Like, does she get enough credit? Like, I don't know if she does. But I
think she took herself off the credit market when she dove dick deep into Scientology.
Oh, did she? See, I always get myself into trouble by supporting people who dive themselves dick deep into Scientology. I also one time
dick deep.
I was like in a show once, like on a. I like
no. That's an acting warm up. You know that.
Diving dick deep into Scientology.
Diving dick deep into Scientology.
It's hard to say.
It is hard to say.
Red
Are you
leather.
A Bravo bitch?
No, and I'll tell you why. I tried to do it.
It's better to not be. I wish I wasn't.
Well, here's the thing. I just. Sometimes I think this has to do with feminism, and sometimes it's just I don't like watching women argue.
Yeah.
Mm. I like women. I like First Wives Club's energy.
Totally.
I like women like finding common ground and ruining other people's lives, not each other's.
You said.
And also, I just feel like it's sometimes I'm like, well, are you really doing this because you're angry, or are you doing this because there's cameras on you?
But even that to me is interesting. Is like that kind of thing of like, how are they behaving with cameras? Is like, it's still to me,
it's like the Stanford Prison Experiment,
right? In a way,
reality shows.
Oh my god!
I DeAndre from Real Housewives of Dallas. I want a white noise machine of this on loop of DeAndre from Real Housewives of Dallas just screaming this, which she kept screaming the most recent episode of. You attacked me at my husband's mural reveal. That night should have been about my husband.
Mural reveal. That's a good acting reveal. Mural reveal.
Mural reveal. Mural
I'm so
reveal.
Supportive of the sound bites that come out of those shows.
Totally. And that support means the world.
Also,
and
that is feminist. On The Apprentice. Wait, she had some iconic.
Oh, Omar, sir? Omar, oh, no, Bethany?
No,
Bethany?
Nene.
Oh, on, Nene on, their, oh, okay,
on cool, The Apprentice. Because she told LaToya Jackson.
I never watched Celeb Apprentice.
It was just like...
I couldn't go there.
By Casper, you would go... called LaToya Jackson Casper. Which I think is a direct white skin bleaching.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty... Yeah. I think it's pretty...
She was ruthless.
Drama.
Yeah,
remember
Nene
when she
quick.
Was an actress?
Nene?
On a Ryan Murphy show?
Nene? Yeah, she's like made it in like acting. She was on... Glee. You've made it in acting.
She was on Glee.
She was on Glee and she was in Broadway. She was in Broadway.
She was in Broadway.
What? I don't know.
She did a show at Caroline's.
I've only seen him on Broadway play my whole life.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was Cats?
No, it was Once on This Island very recently. My friends took
Are
me
you
there.
Being serious right now?
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island. I've only seen one Broadway.
It's like in California. Like the beach is so close. I never go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm being flown to New York to see Hairspray when I'm 12.
Oh my god! So you know what? I watched Hairspray live on NBC, and let me tell or whatever channel
it
was
like
on.
It.
Let me tell you what. Too long. Too many songs.
You know what? I think everything is too long.
Yeah, nothing should be longer than 90 seconds.
Now, Aaron, we need to know. This is so important.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I agree.
Nothing in this world.
I know. We're very curious. Just a quick question for you: who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Who was I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in a past life, I was probably of like a really sad housewife.
Ooh,
and I had like I saw a lady on the way here. This is what's insane about New York. I saw a building where a lady was like full 1920 style, like ironing a bunch of shirts in the window with the window open, just like hunched over with a dressing gown on, with an apron, and just like smoking a cigarette. And then the next building was obviously new and massive windows, and then a woman just holding a coffee, like a small cappuccino cup, just looking out with her like full Gwyneth Paltrow like color wash.
It was Bethany Frankel.
Yeah. I was the first lady
right in a past life.
Yeah, because I was born super angry and I stayed angry.
Yeah,
but my life has been pretty okay. I mean, I haven't really had my parents were super poor when we were growing up, but then I went to college and I, you know, lived a relatively stable life. Who I am now.
But how did you get? Yeah, how did you get to being the mogul you are now?
The mogul. I truly. Let me think. Okay, when I moved to LA, most of the roles were for comedy women were going in auditioning, and you were setting up lines for guys.
Ugh.
That's all it was.
So and you're I'm a comedian. I'm an actress. I want to go be in movies.
I want to be on a sitcom.
Hell yeah.
I still had the SNL dream, but I've since.
I don't care about
I know
SNL.
Too much.
What a blessing to let that go.
I know too much.
The best thing, the best gift that God or my higher power has given me is not wanting at all even to be on SNL.
Well, it's. The thing is like the reason you want it is the reason it actually is helpful, which is that you get anointed. It's all all high school politics.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed at this table? Oh, if you're allowed at this table, then you're also allowed to do this. Mm-hmm. So it's just a tastemaker saying, I like this person. And then everyone else is like, oh, I like this person now. So that's why everybody wants it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So once you give up that, then you get to figure out what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really wanted to do was... struggle for a long time. I started a podcast with my old writing partner, Joel Church Cooper, who does the show Brockmire now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just started dicking around, like talking about music and shitting on music, basically. It was called The Shit Parade Show.
Oh my God.
Are you a music person?
What kind of music do you like?
Yes.
Do you know what Post Malone is? We don't know what Post Malone is.
I don't know what Post Malone is.
We don't want to know what
Post Malone is. A I don't know if Post Malone is a person or if it's like Broken Social Scene where it's like a lot of people.
Oh my God.
Is it a DJ?
I love a Broken Social Scene reference.
Is it, yeah. is it Father John Misty where it's like, I'm a real person, but I'm this other person
right,
on stage.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. Okay, cool. Just
is it a Bonnie Prince Billy? Is it like what?
It could be any of these things.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Do you want to know what kind of music
yes,
I listen to?
Yes.
I wrote a book called Feminasty, and in the book, I have a whole chapter about makeup and how I don't want to give money to male-dominated makeup industry mm-hmm. anymore. I'm only going to support like indie female brands, which is hard to do because you have to like peel the onion of like, is this indie female brand actually owned by Gillette or Unilever?
Oh my
or,
God.
You know,
yeah.
It's a crazy web. If you go on Bloomberg.com, I think that's the website, you can type in the company and they'll tell you if it's privately owned or if it's owned by another company. It's super fast. I found that out way too late into researching this chapter,
oh my God.
But it'll save a lot of time. Anyway, so I was like, why am I not doing this with music?
Mm.
So now I've basically taught my Apple Music because of my what I heart that I only listen to female or queer artists.
Wow. Thank
oh
you.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hashtag,
thank you for including me.
Are you a Spotify girl?
I am a Spotify.
Okay,
I'm Spotify obsessed. Apple Music lady.
I'm not a Spotify person.
My family tried to bring me into their Apple Music web, and I'm like, I don't want to be a part of this.
The only thing that's good for your Apple Music indie station, which is going to make me sound really basic, but they've basically shown me.
Mm-hmm.
No, they do good taste curation, I find out a lot about a lot of artists I would never know, like Christine and the Queens, one of my new favorite singers.
Know.
She's a French queer woman, goes
okay.
by they, them.
Going on the list.
She's a pop artist. She was influenced by like Janet Jackson, and her stuff is fucking amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
Found her on Apple Music. But Spotify, I have actually a 5-hour playlist on Spotify called Feminasty, and it's all female artist and
my God.
Very few Beyonce, and I'm not saying anything against Beyonce, but very few Beyonce songs and very few Rihanna. It's more like these are other women you should know about and be putting in your rotation, and there is one RuPaul song. But everyone's either a queer woman or a woman of color or just a plain old white lady.
Yay.
I gotta follow. You know this woman I'm obsessed with right now, this like indie like singer songwriter
oh
Hayley
yeah
Hendrix.
I don't know.
You'll love.
I can't wait.
Do you like
I like screaming. I like screaming lion ladies. Is
like
that what you're describing?
Sort of.
Are you describing a someone like Lana Del Rey who has like
no,
so
no.
much energy, but like she doesn't know where to how to do
There's
it.
There's a little bit of screaming lion and
yeah.
a little bit of yogurt.
You know, oh, I love screaming.
I'll send
it's
you.
A lion screaming through yogurt.
A little bit of that.
I'm
yeah.
into that.
You know what I do?
What?
I go to Pandora and I go hits of today. And I listen to that.
And that's the saddest story ever told.
And that's the saddest story ever told. But it's my story.
You need to rewire your brain.
I don't know how to. I can't respond to music in the way that some other people seem to be able to respond
to music.
Well,
at least you listen to it, because I know this guy in LA who straight up doesn't like music.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to kill
a lot of people.
No, I'm kind of that. Like, if I listen to music and like, what are the hits? But I don't, like, I've never bought a CD.
What do you walk down the street to?
My thoughts.
Oh, scary.
See, I think that's why music is good, because you can have a respite from your own brain.
I know. I've never had a respite from my brain.
When you're listening to songs, don't you like also just have to see like, how does this lyric relate to my life and what I'm feeling? And like,
it just ignites your imagination. If I could be Reading Rainbow for a second, it just ignites your imagination.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Takes you to other planets.
Well, it's well documented that I listen to Taylor Swift Endgame and think about my crushes.
You know what actually would be good for you? I'm gonna seek treatment on
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I'm seeking
yes,
treatment.
Yes, come through,
honey. Treat me.
Okay, there are two groups that I think you would really like because there's no words.
Okay, sometimes
and you
I like
can
no
still
words.
Think, but you're still listening to music, so it's the soundtrack to your life and your thoughts.
Thank you. Very good slogan for lyricless
music. It is trademarked. So I mean, if you do plan on doing anything commercial with it, you do need to see my lyrics.
Megan, make a note.
Yeah, Megan, make a note of that.
Okay, first and foremost is this, I'm going to get their name wrong. It's this Austin band, and it's headed, this lead guitarist is a woman. It's a trio, and their name is, this is wrong, Krunbloggen. And you're going to be like, that's the dumbest name I've ever heard of, but it's Thai. It's
okay.
some Thai word.
Oh, it's a Thai word, okay.
And I'm getting it wrong, and it's just mellow, modern. It's not rave music. It's not dance music. Oh, some of it's good. Some of it's good for dancing, but most of it's just like, I just need a soundtrack to my life.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And then also,
yeah, sometimes music just
washed
annoys
out.
Me. Like, washed I think that good. It doesn't like hit my brain the right way or something.
That's okay. I think if you take the words like, out, try taking the words
maybe,
out.
I try taking the
words. Or just listen to karaoke instrumental tracks.
I know. Maybe. See, karaoke, now we're getting into a space that is threatening to my very existence.
It's hard for that because I have an amazing singing voice and he doesn't like to sing.
Yeah.
Right. So I did give him a voice lesson minutes before this.
I know. And I sang Gravity.
And wait, do I get to hear it?
Defying Gravity, if you want to.
Yeah.
I think I'll try Defying Gravity.
That's good.
One I've heard worse. I've heard worse.
Thank you.
Also, I think you actually have the best demeanor for karaoke because karaoke is about effort, not talent.
Yes.
I know.
It's hard. You're surrounded by singers.
But also, it's like, that's me.
What
like,
about like an REM song where it's like talk singing?
But you have to understand, that's what I feel. That's my ethos. You think you're doing comedy, right? You're doing these basement bars with these comedians. Let's all go to a karaoke song. Everyone's like classically trained. People are singing like lame mids. It's not sad.
Yeah,
bad.
You have to feel bad for them.
Yeah, and I do.
Because they need it more than
and
you
they need
do.
To seek treatment. I know. They
we need
it.
Help.
I'm like, wow, you need. I'm
we
like, thank
this.
God I don't need this.
Is it a silent competition? Because I say yes.
Yeah, but I now that I sing in my act, I don't feel the need to express myself through karaoke anymore.
That's really taking a thing that you love. Mm-hmm. That's a great lesson.
Oh, thanks.
Take something you love in your everyday life and make it something that you might eventually make a ton of money off of.
Yes.
And then ruin the specialness of it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know someone now who loves SoulCycle but would never teach SoulCycle because she loves it too much and it would ruin it for her.
You know, once you see how the sausage is made. Yeah.
That's why I refuse to make money doing comedy. It's because like, I don't want it to be ruined for me. That's why I've chosen this terrible life for myself.
Yeah, we begged for this. Yes, I now feel, now that I have to sing most days, I live in a constant state of fear of losing my voice, and so singing brings me no joy.
At all times.
But you don't need, but you know singing is just an added thing. It's
exactly.
It's not your actual, like, your talent is so limitless that you don't.
Oh my God, exactly.
That you don't, exactly. If you do lose your voice, then you'll be the next voiceless comedian.
Oh my God.
And what a trailblazer you'll be.
Obsessed. Truly, the first female voiceless
Thank
comedian.
Thank you. Now,
your jokes are on boards or you do PowerPoint presentations.
This is my actual nightmare.
I've had fever dreams.
Yeah. About like not. About
Wait. And so you're married. Aren't
wait. OK.
You?
So yes. What's the deal?
So
with
I've
boys.
Been married twice.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
Obsessed.
I got married super young.
How?
Was it a Texas young marriage thing? Or was
for
it?
Me, it was. But my ex-husband, he was older. He is older than me.
And then you caught up.
I did. I stopped in the eyes of Hollywood.
Hollywood is ageist and sexist.
In Hollywood, I would play his grandmother and he'd play my grandson. I was living in Chicago doing Second City.
Okay.
Oh, no way.
As you do when you don't think you can hack it in New York.
Annoying.
No, birthplace of humor.
I remember I was in high school and I emailed The Daily Show. Back when you could just email them.
My mom thinks you can still do that and is often asking me why I don't just email Jimmy Fallon.
It used to work.
Really?
To give your mom some credit, it used to work. I emailed The Daily Show and I was like, I want to intern for the show. And they were like, great. Fill
no.
out this. Oh,
can you imagine?
It was so easy. No one was watching. I mean, people were watching the show, but it was not. It wasn't the thing. It was UCB 2004.
Wow.
To give you a context. It was like that, where you're just like, oh, you're funny? You want to be on stage? We've got openings.
Yeah, wow.
So I emailed them, and I was like, great, how much does it pay? Because I didn't know what an internship was. They were like, oh, it doesn't pay anything. And then I was like, well, there's no way I can do this. So then I decided I was going to go to Chicago, do Second City, do the Tina Fey route.
Mm-hmm.
And I met my husband. At the time, who is going to be my husband was a director in L.A. Well, at this time, he was still an actor in L.A. And I knew him through a friend. So I was coming to California to visit my dad because my dad, I mean, keep up. There's too many facts.
We love this.
This is how it works.
My dad was living with my grandpa in a desert compound in California in the high desert, which is where you drive into mountains and then it's not snowing. It's cactus.
Okay.
It's a full upside down world situation. So my grandpa has this compound with like a bunch of houses and it's essentially like a doomsday situation, but they're not doomsdayers. They're just like people on the spectrum.
A doomsday situation. Like they have like canned food and stuff.
In that everyone in my, on my dad's side of the family have like obsessions. So my grandpa's obsessed with classical music. He was an LAPD officer in the 40s, 50s, and 60s and was in the LAPD band in his last years. And so he's just obsessed with classical music. So he has rooms and rooms and rooms of recordings of the LAPD band, records of any classical musician, Skid Row. I don't mean like anything that you could think of, he's got. Then my uncle lives with him. He's also obsessed with music. He used to be an audio engineer in Long Beach. He's got
Long Beach here?
California.
Okay.
And he has the weirdest taste. He has curated almost four hard drives of music for me that are like pop hits from the 60s, commercial jingles from Italy in 1925. Like, think of a weird category, and he's got music for it. Then so my dad joined them to make the trio. My dad's obsessed with books, and he had like basically a library up there.
It's kind of hot of your dad to be obsessed with books.
Obsessed with books.
Yeah. That's hot of your dad.
My dad's like kind of hot.
Really?
Yes.
My dad's a hot vet.
Okay, I'm so excited to tell you about a lovely meal kit delivery service that I'm obsessed with. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can cook, eat, and enjoy. My favorite HelloFresh meal is the Swedish meatballs. It was so freaking good, and I made it in my home. Delish. Here's how it works. There are three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, and family. Forget planning dinner, spending money on takeout at 10 p.m., or worrying about gathering ingredients week after week. All the ingredients come in pre-measured, handy labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. The recipes are simple, and the instructions are outlined on pictured step-by-step cards, so it's super hard to screw it up. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week, and get that time back to do more of what you love. Most recipes take only 30 minutes, so you can listen to Seek Treatment while you prepare your meal. And HelloFresh is a subscription service, so your meals come to you week after week, just when you need them. Okay, so we have a very special offer for all you Souk Truth listeners out there. For a total of $60 off, that comes to $20 off your first three boxes, visit HelloFresh.com/SeekTreatment60 and enter promo code SeekTreatment60. That's HelloFresh.com/SeekTreatment60 and enter promo code SeekTreatment60 for $60 off HelloFresh.
Oh, okay. So I was visiting my dad and my grandpa and my uncle in California. Then I was like, hey, can I get Michael's number? My ex-husband, I want to ask him about doing a play in Chicago.
How did you know about him?
He was a friend of my friend in Houston's.
Sure.
She had gone to medical school in L.A.
Obsessed.
And so her best friend is an actress in L.A. Mm-hmm. And then she knew him through that circle. And
did
then,
you have a crush, or was it like, no, you really, it's about the play?
Mm-mm.
And she's like, oh, I have this friend who's an actress. I should connect you guys.
I asked for his phone number.
Okay.
Because I was, I contacted him through Friendster.
We don't even know.
We don't know that.
Yeah.
That
okay. Friendster was the first. Friendster was like a blip on the. It was pre MySpace.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
It was only like literally it was up for like a year, and then MySpace came and just like crushed it.
Wow.
MySpace came in and just fucking crushed it.
Yeah. Absolutely slayed. Wait, did you do MySpace?
Yeah, but only to see how people in my high school were not doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Like a weird Schadenfreude.
Totally.
Should I go to my 10-year reunion?
I've never been to a reunion.
I didn't go to mine.
Do you like anybody from high school? And you don't have to say. Well, then, yeah. But then do you see them anyway when you go home?
Yeah.
I had an
It's so much small talk about what you're doing with your life.
Right.
Yeah, so if that sounds fun to you.
No.
But you're doing cool things. I'm going to go to my 15-year
one. But that's the trap.
Yeah. People don't understand any of it. And they're like,
yeah.
You have to explain everything.
I know. But
you have to explain SNL.
But my experience around people who don't do comedy is like, people who don't do comedy love to tell people who do comedy like what it's like to do comedy. And it's like infuriating.
But unless you like, if you were going to do like a full live blog post of like, this is what it was like to be at my reunion and make fun of everybody, then I would say if you're looking for content, go for it. But it's
scouring.
I just don't. I went to school with 700 people.
That's so many.
Mine was.
I don't want to see.
Your grade was 700?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My grade was like 500.
Yeah.
The people in your grade you're connected with for life.
No, you're not.
The people in your grade?
In your grade.
Yeah, in your grade.
Oh, in your grade, you're absolutely.
Totally.
So you're like, Michael.
Okay, so I was like, hey, I want to write a play in Chicago. How do I do that? And he said, okay, let's meet for dinner. So we met for dinner, slept together that night.
Oh, my God.
He asked me to marry him.
Shut the fuck up.
That night?
Yeah.
No.
And then I thought.
But what did you feel when you saw him? You're like, oh, my God.
I was impressed with him just because he's a very put together person. He knows what he wants. He's not aggro. He's not like aggro LA where he's like, hey, babe, let me tell you. Like, he's not like, he's a very, his mom's a therapist. He's a very sensitive person.
Yeah. That'll get you.
And super sweet. And I was dating dirtbags in Chicago.
Yeah.
I was dating guys who were like punching me. This guy took me to a Pixies concert and I had missed the whole Pixies thing. I was new to Pixies. And, he was like punching me in the shoulder during the whole shoulder, being like, isn't this great? And I was like, we're on a date. Why are you punching?
If you punch your date at a Pixies concert, seek treatment.
Get it.
Seek treatment immediately.
Seek
treatment. You're sick and you need help.
This isn't about the Pixies. But long story short, we got married 7 weeks after that first date.
Oh my God.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. Then
in
I
LA?
Moved from, yeah, in LA.
What was your family thinking?
I was crazy.
Did they like
that,
him
they were
least?
Both like, what did, the fuck are you
so
doing?
So you moved to LA.
And we were both like, this will be a great story.
And it is. And here we sit talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but that's not, you shouldn't base a marriage off of
it. No.
You shouldn't combine your checking accounts because of
no, I think I should.
I was 24.
That's wow. Crazy.
That's one of the youngest ages in one history.
Yeah. And then the next age is one of the oldest.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's what's crazy about
24,
it.
24 is one of the top five youngest ages.
Famously, 30 is younger than 29.
Famously, 29 is the new, no, famously 50 is the new 30, but 29 is the new 64.
Okay. So you're 24 years
I've
old.
Never agree
with
anything more. 25 years old living in Beverly Hills, the slums of Beverly Hills.
Oh,
not like fancy, but you know, there's like poor part of Beverly Hills. Do you know this?
Sure.
No.
Okay. So
I only went to LA once for my dad's business trip when I was 16 and didn't book a thing.
You, how long were you there? 3 or 4 days?
3 or 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm shocked.
We stayed in a Ritz-Carlton because my dad's company was paying for my little brother's shit.
Well, you
pool.
Know, you were right next to Brillstein Gray. You could have just gone right outside, put up a box, I was, done a show.
I should. I wasn't a go-getter then. I wasn't a go-getter. I did Gravity. I was just walking around singing Gravity.
It's called Defying Gravity.
I don't care.
No. Why are you being so mad at me today?
Okay. I'm not.
Keep going.
We stayed married for 7 years.
Wow,
that's so long.
7 weeks and 7 years.
Your 7 weeks
your
and 7 years.
Movie, 7 weeks
How
and seven
How did you
years.
Stay married so long?
Sheer defiance. I was not willing to. I was like, no, this will work.
Because you were like, everyone thought this wasn't work. It was like the Shania Twain song.
They don't.
This kiss.
No,
this
no, 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 that's not Shania. Faith it's Hill. Like the Shania Twain song is like, what's the song like?
That don't impress a me.
No, 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 that. It's like. Still the one I want
to. The one I run
looks
to.
Looks like we made it.
Look
we
how
beat
far.
The odds, my baby.
Yeah.
I said we were, didn't listen or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that song.
She was saying that on repeat.
That song
in
is
slum.
For people who everyone else is actually right, but you refuse to believe
Wait,
them.
That was one of the only. This is sad. This, you're right. Get the tissues ready. Mm-hmm. This is going to be sad and bleak. The only TV, the only CD I bought as a child,
mm-hmm.
and this is how you knew I was gay. Was
just
in,
this?
In fourth grade, I bought it. That's Shania Twain DVD. This was before she came out and said she would have voted for Trump. This is before Donald Trump was ever born. This is when I was in fourth grade. But I like bought that. I remember like going to a Boy Scouts camping trip with my other friend, and we were like, he also liked Shania Twain, and we were like, and we were
that
like,
was, that was your like,
and we had the boombox in the car, and we were listening to Shania with her dads in the front seat. It's like, what were the dads thinking?
That's so cute.
It's sweet that they didn't say anything. They just let you listen.
Yeah,
that's
they're like,
so sweet.
Yeah, they're like
I
the
love
kid.
You.
I know. It's like Kurt's dad from Glee. Not to keep bringing up Glee.
No, no, Glee's a hot new show. We gotta talk about it. We gotta talk about it. It's fresh.
Right, anyway, so you stayed here for 7 years
Wait,
because of Shania
what was
Twain.
That like? Were you happy?
No.
The whole time?
No. And we were at different parts of our career. Like I was
totally.
Still, I was just starting out.
Right.
I had basically gone to college to, I have a fucking marketing degree.
Wow.
I didn't study the arts. I knew I wanted to be in comedy.
Same, I was communications.
Yeah.
Sad.
That's communications. I have a minor in communications, which is the degree you get when you don't know what to
yeah,
do.
But look, you guys are communicating
nothing.
Right now.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm, and I use it every day.
And that
I
was really funny. I'm really glad I said that. It was very funny that me to say that.
And also,
you get a lot of credit for that.
Yeah.
As two communicators,
yeah.
Like, I want to communicate to you that you deserve a lot of
Absolutely,
credit for that.
I'm
yeah.
bowing. I'm bowing on my hands and knees.
Wait, so, and also you kind of had to move away from Chicago.
Oh, and I was like
man.
Thriving. I was like
queen of
second
Chicago.
I was queen of Chicago.
Oh, yeah,
not true. But I really was. I was really happy there. And I wasn't happy about the weather, but I was happy there. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go to LA. It's going to everything's going to be fast.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. And so I was doing essentially like you know open mics and UCB wasn't even there yet.
Yeah.
So I was doing IO.
Oh,
Can you imagine a world where UCB is not in LA?
Donald Trump wasn't born and UCB wasn't in LA yet. It was 2000. It was the
it
early 2000s.
It snowed in May.
It was 2005.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, she's smoking.
So natural. I've done it. I've tried one.
I've never.
No big deal. I've tried one.
I tried one in college.
Did you try hard enough though?
No, I got really into it.
You did.
Yeah.
I can't smoke. I'm unable to smoke. Good. I also whenever like weed was never. I'm sober, but weed was never my thing. And but I was always the person when weed was being had or smoked that mm-hmm. like. People had to like hold everything for me and just like do all the pulling and just like tell me when to breathe, and then I would breathe and they'd be like, you did that wrong, and then I would truly cough for 17 years afterwards.
But drinking's so easy to figure out.
Drinking is very easy. You just kind of pour it down your gullet. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We love that.
And that was easy and I thrived in that area.
Okay. So you really truly miss the easy weed just era, like, which we're in right now.
What's that? A vaping?
Well, I have weed mints in my purse.
Wow, I know. Oh, yeah. Well, I liked edibles.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've it's just down to a science.
But I think I like edibles, and then like I eat them, and then all I want to do is like all I want to do is just sleep and eat.
Isn't it legal here now?
I don't know.
It's not clear.
It's not clear. We're too anxious.
These are things that aren't clear. Is weed legal? And also, I never know if gay marriage is legal. Like every 3 years, like gay marriage is legal. I was like, wasn't it legal 3 years? Every 3 years, I'm told we want a ruling. I'm like, great.
It's like when your taste buds roll over every 7 years.
Exactly. Oh my God.
Every year, like legal.
Every 3 years, I have to post a profile like equal sign. I'm like, yes.
And that is a political act.
Okay, I'm going to try to make this short because there's not really anything interesting about two people not getting along. But he got so he got a job. He was he was hired as the director on Jimmy Fallon when Jimmy Fallon started. Wow. So he was living in New York. I was living in LA. I got a job on a TV show and we were just really thriving. We were really thriving.
Were you rich as a couple?
He was rich. We had separate bank accounts.
But you were on a TV show.
I was on a TV show on
Current
TV. What
was your first job? Big job.
It was on Current TV. Ever heard of it? No. It paid nothing.
Oh, I mean, it was a Current TV show at the time.
No, it was on a network that doesn't exist anymore.
Cool, that's
that
so cool.
Currently doesn't exist.
Want to hear something sad? I still think that's cool. Bleak, I'm impressed.
Do you know what our biggest advertiser was on the show?
Give me a hint.
Okay, well, it has to do with tomatoes.
Ooh. Heinz ketchup.
No.
Wait, I want to play.
Tomatoes.
Think.
A pesticide.
No.
Okay.
I can't think of anything.
Sauce.
Ragu.
Yes. Sauce. Ragu.
Ragu.
Tostino's pizza bites.
Totitos. Totinos.
I love pizza bites.
Pepperonis.
Okay, we don't know.
Pizza. Okay, Domino's. Was it upside down tomato grower that was an ad as seen on TV where you essentially put this thing upside down and then you poked holes in it and then tomatoes would grow in your house?
Oh, I thought you meant
that was our biggest advertisement.
That was what I was about to say.
I felt like you were on the cusp of it.
Yelling pepperoni.
When you said yelling pepperoni, I thought that it meant that it grew tomatoes that were upside down. Like a seed that...
A tomato can be upside down if you just flip it.
A tomato can look like anything. In 2018, a tomato can look like anything.
They can grow up, down, sideways, depending on where you put the stick.
Mm-hmm. And then you need a specific like OBGYN to get it out of the ground. If it's like, the wrong way. That's how
if
I
it's
feel.
A breached tomato birth.
They got to do a C-section. They got to dig into the... I know. We got to stop that.
Oh my God.
It's not okay to
stop.
About.
I have to share this. Stop talking about C-section.
Last night on my show, Annie Donnelly, a friend of ours, did a set.
So
she just
funny.
Had a baby and she had a C-section.
She's perhaps
the
funniest person.
She was just yelling out loud, I got a C-section, which means they cut my pussy right off. And she just kept yelling, they cut my pussy off. They cut my... I was like crying laughing.
She's
are
so
the
funny.
Audiences here nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're funny.
Right. But they're like, they'll tell you.
Yeah, they'll let
you know. People show up to shows.
It's,
yeah.
I think
well,
it's
I don't
amazing
know.
Right
it depends
now.
On the
it
show.
It must be nice.
Right now it's good. Though I don't know if it's just like the shows I'm doing now. Cause it's
right.
Also
we sort
like,
of curated ourselves
I definitely,
into
yeah.
community.
Like, oh, that's good.
I've definitely done my fair share of shows to like one member of my improv team's girlfriend. It's like you're the audience.
We bombed at Caroline's a bunch one weekend.
Yeah,
we had six shows that were absolute hell.
But you understand that that's like one friend, like the friend of your improv team member. That's like normal. Like headliner shows in LA.
Oh, really?
Why is it like that?
Because everyone's just like, oh, they're here all the time. I can see them whenever. Like, right. I could drive.
Yeah.
It's just
New York
not as fun.
New York has a culture, too, of like people. So, like, last night.
Going out, leaving their homes.
Last night, I did a show at like It was one of these like happening shows where it's like we do shows in non-conventional spaces,
and you never
like,
know where it's gonna be.
It's
gonna
you find out the day of, and it's like gorgeous, and it was like in a office space with like people on the floor watching. But it was like, and I don't identify as having done well off the show, but I at first like kind of started out by like dragging it a little bit. I was like I feel like I'm robbing a bank because like everyone was like sitting on the floor and I was standing. No one laughed, and I was like, I immediately was like, you all want to feel cool for being here, and I'm not allowed to drag right. you or the show.
Right.
So I had to kind of respect that, and then I just felt like a gay robot for the entirety
what
of the show.
A delicate dance.
Yeah, it was a really delicate dance.
I did Ask Kat last night as the monologist, and the whole front row did not know what show they were at.
Yeah. No, really?
They didn't understand. Like, I don't know if they were like dropped off there in blindfolds and then yeah. they took them off right before the show.
Uh-huh. UCB, sometimes you get like kids at after prom, like here at UCB. Oh. But also,
because it's all ages.
It's Dave and Buster's. All ages.
But also, it's Dave and Buster's. UCB is Dave and Buster's in a way. But wait, also, UCB Hell's Kitchen is really hard sometimes.
Oh.
How does anybody get there?
No one knows. Don't try and figure out.
Don't try and figure out. You just hope.
They were like brought in on a bus and blindfolded. Like, they don't want you to know.
It's like, am I in the river?
They thought they were going to Sleep No More.
It's like whenever I'm like going to a show there, I'm always like running late, obviously. That's my personality. And I like, I'm always like, okay, just, I'm like walking from the train, should be there by sunup. Like, it's wild.
Wait, so to return to you're on TV show for Tomatoes.
Okay, I was on the Tomato show.
Yeah.
Doing a cool segment about patterns in TV and media about how women are talked about. So
it was like a talking head thing.
Yeah, I was like, green screen, great green screen
that
culture.
Was the golden age of green screen culture.
I loved the VH1 stuff.
I wish we still did it. That's what I was born to do, and I was born at the wrong time.
I don't see why someone doesn't bring that back in short form.
Yeah, right?
They're trying all over
the town. We do have all these short form green screens that's like around the web, but it's like not the same.
And you have to pay to do it.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
I like it when they do green screen and the background is clearly a picture.
Yeah.
And they've got the scale wrong.
Yeah.
So it's like a person with like an entire house behind them.
I live for Housewives' interview looks. I live for that.
Oh, just like fade.
That's
are there objects
bad
in the
screen.
Back that
sometimes.
Aren't recognizable?
Sometimes.
Like, it could be a statue. It could be a cherub. It could be.
It could be any of these things.
An ice sculpture.
It could be an upside down tomato grower. You don't know.
It could be anything. So I was doing that show and doing a feminist comedy piece for that show, which is where I met Brian, who I do Throw
Shade
with. I was
going to say, how did you guys
come together?
We were also UCBers. So we were both on different sketch teams.
Oh, a new or an L? That's how I pronounce New York and L.A.
Oh, L.
Okay, cool.
And L.
L, right when it started, right when they let anybody on.
Yeah.
Because we know there's something sacred
between a
podcast couple.
Yeah. Can you believe it? There's really no reason that gay men and women should get along, but yet we do.
I know.
Wait.
There's literally not one thing in common.
Yeah.
Aaron, we need to invite you guys to something, and no pressure if you can't make it, but we are planning a girl's... A gay and their gal pal 2-on-2 basketball tournament.
Because we both identify as being good at basketball for our demographics. Like, I'm not good at basketball, but for a gay man, I'm
so
good at basketball.
So to have you and Brian like as part of the tournament would be absolutely
nice. Yes, and this will make it cross country.
I know.
Yes.
It's going to be in the middle of the country.
We'll Skype you guys in.
Are we gonna do tournaments until we meet in the middle?
Yes. Okay. They're going to happen all over the country.
It's a tour.
And also, so we meet in Kansas?
It's going to be sponsored by A Rose, TBD.
Yeah.
I've got options. I've got some options.
Okay.
Because there's a bunch of rosés being made by women now.
Oh, perfect.
So we could get a female sponsor.
That would be amazing.
Just dump some rosé on us.
That would be amazing.
And the refs are hot straight guys, but they're like in straight jackets.
But are they bottomless?
Yeah. Bottomless.
So Magic
jacket.
Mike on the bottom, head of Electra up top.
Yes, those are the memories.
I'm so excited.
And what about the cheerleaders? They're just like...
I haven't thought about that.
I think they're also hot straight guys, but also...
What about the Philly mascot? Like one of...
Oh,
like
yeah.
What's
his name?
The
like Grumbo?
Grumbo.
He like looks like a Trump. He's like a green
Grumbo.
Is he a green trumpet in a way?
He's a... Yeah, but I think he's orange. If a green trumpet could be orange, that's him.
Cool. I'm always like, what drugs are the people on who make the Olympics mascots? They're always like these like non-human like... monsters. It feels like something out of like a Pixar nightmare.
It's like that movie
Toy Story.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Minus all the...
Toy Story, Pan's Labyrinth, yes.
Minus all the knife cheek cutting. Mm-hmm. That was the worst part of the whole movie.
I only saw Pan's Labyrinth once and I don't remember it.
Well, because it was traumatizing.
Was that David Bowie?
Yeah. David Bowie steals a child.
I'm not...
Goes into the labyrinth.
I hate that. Like Lindsay Lohan in Modern Day. But wait.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel connected with David Bowie. Is that okay to say on a podcast? Like, I don't feel connected with him. I don't know why.
I think, well, first of all, we established you don't like music. Part of it.
I know.
Thank you for bringing
this
down.
But you like theatrics.
I like
Am
theatrics.
Am I correct?
Kind of.
Like shitty theatrics.
So you don't like wigs.
Okay, want to hear something very sad?
Yes.
That's well documented. Is I'm currently up to date on Grey's Anatomy. Like, that's my barometer. Like, I
have to go sob in the corner.
Yesterday was home at my family's house on Long Island, and I fully was eating meatballs in my childhood bed watching the most recent episode of Grey's Anatomy. And I'm the only person currently alive that is up to date on Grey's Anatomy, and they're making it just for me at this point. And now they finally have introduced a gaming character. So that's
huge. That's
how you know that they know that I'm the only one who watches.
When you come to LA for our basketball tournament, I'll take you to the outside of their studio.
I would love
you won't be able to see one person, but you'll see the outside of where they
that
shoot.
Would be huge.
Guys.
That would honestly be huge for me.
Actually, I do know someone who works on the show. If you come to LA, you should let me. Why am I doing this on the podcast? I could do this later, but
I've been putting it out into the universe that I want to be on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, he's going to be on it.
I'm going to be on it.
You're going to be a doctor or body or what?
No,
he
has
an audition. He hasn't been asked, but it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's going to be a straight to series run of me being on Grey's Anatomy. I want to be a doctor. I would be a nurse. I wouldn't be an anesthesiologist. I think I should be a patient. You should be a patient.
No, I'm too scared. I'm too much of a hypochondriac.
You should be...
Oh, you think if you play the part of a cancer patient, you'll get cancer?
Yep, that's exactly what I think.
Wow, interesting.
That's how my brain works. Mm-hmm. I'm actually terrified of death.
No big deal. Not to brag.
I think I'm
more scared about it than everyone else.
I used to think I was going to get choked to death by my own scarf.
Oh,
wow.
Walking down alleyways after comedy shows.
Obsessed.
I have this relationship with death where I'm like, how do we know it's even bad? Like, we just assign that it's bad.
Apparently, it feels pretty calm to get out on a good old ice. Sorry. I'm trying to dance around the fact that I don't know what the correct thing to say is, but. Inuit.
What is that?
Burials, which is how we now say Eskimo because you can't say Eskimo.
Okay, I actually didn't know that. So
Inuit
that.
Burials is you take your old person and you put them on an iceberg and then you like push them out to sea because apparently freezing to death is the best way to go.
Wait, so even if they're alive? You do that?
Yeah, when you're like, you're pretty close to dying.
Whoa. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Freezing to death feels good?
Apparently, it's like euphoric.
Oh, cool.
You ever seen The Gray?
It's a high like you wouldn't fucking believe.
It's the opposite of The Gray, which is the Liam Neeson Wolf movie.
I wouldn't want to be burned.
I've never seen it, but it's a good thing to reference because other people have.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. I'm writing this down.
Liam Neeson versus wolves.
Absolutely. You know what I'm
it's right up your alley.
I know. You can tell. I'm like, tell me about your divorce. Okay.
Okay, so we were living apart. I was like,
bliss.
I'm really happy.
Absolute
he's
bliss.
Like, he's like, I'm really happy. And I was like, what if we ended our marriage?
You brought it up.
I brought it up. He had brought it up a couple times. He had tainted the relationship a little bit by always bringing it up. Mm. And then I was like, why can't we work
by
this
always
out?
Bringing it up. Wow. And you're at this point bi-coastal.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Bi-coastal. Mm-hmm. So I was coming to LA or New York like every, I was coming here mostly. I was coming here like every 5 weeks.
Yeah. Which a marriage does not make necessarily, unless that works for you and your family, which it might. But that's hard.
And he
to
was adamant your... against us not working together.
Oh, really?
So I was like, hey, can I do a bit on the show? And he was like, never.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
I know. Because it's an indictment of your talent. So then when we got divorced, I was like, watch out, bitch. I'm going to show you how fucking talented I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay on the show that nobody's watching.
I'm going to sell so many fucking upside down tomatoes.
You have no idea. I'm going to fucking make this industry revolutionary.
Oh my God.
That's why everyone has them now.
Yeah,
because of me.
That's why we knew what it was.
Yeah, that's why it's a household item.
So then I went on we got divorced. I went on a massive sex spree because I was
cool.
Hell yeah.
25 to like 20,
oh my
whatever.
God.
I was like 31 or something.
Yeah.
And I just was like, I'm going to fuck anybody.
Was it amazing?
Well, it was confusing because at first you're like, this is great. I can't believe I'm having all this sex. And then you're like crying afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Because you can't. You have to like be sad for a little bit.
Wait,
you can't
I
just
know.
Like jump right in.
I've never
That's
had
what
a
I'm
relationship.
Skipping.
No one in all of history has ever dated me. But I
it's
am 30
happen.
Now. So when I'm 31, I want to go on a
sex spree. Yeah,
yeah.
Go on a sex spree.
A walkabout.
Yeah. Sex.
A sexual walkabout.
Other countries might be. you know.
I've never left the country.
Here's the thing. Now that England has done Brexit, I think it's the U.S.'s, chance to be like the sexy accent.
Totally. Yeah. One time, I talk about this too much, but one time a Swedish woman told me I would do well in Europe sexually.
I think you would.
Yeah.
I think you should go to the Nordic countries and slay.
Yeah, that's
clean
what
up,
I'll do.
Slurp up.
Yeah. Yeah. When I'm 31.
Absolutely. Ready to go. But then I was single for like a long time. Like, I don't know. Well, a long time for me, I guess, because I was in a 7-year marriage. And then I was like, I'm not getting married again. This sucks. I hate it. And then I met my husband at a birthday party.
Tell us everything.
That's my dream, is to meet my husband at a birthday party.
Okay.
I was on
Tinder and everything. I was doing all of it.
Mm-hmm. When is this?
Okay, this is like 2012 or something. 2011, 2012.
So is that the infancy of Tinder?
Yeah, it was when Tinder first started. And I was just like, yes, yes, yes. Dick, 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 dick.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to Sarah Silverman's birthday party, which I only got invited to because I had done a shoot with her that day. I was working at Funny or Die as a writer-director. I did a shoot for her for the now-defunct iPad magazine that they were trying to do.
Gorge.
Which was actually a really good
publication.
Publication, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was shooting her, and she's like, oh, it's my birthday tonight. Come back for this birthday party. I was like, okay. I went with my ex-husband because we're still bros. And
how did
well, because we were just like so honest all the time, like,
yeah,
the part about someone saying to you all the time like, I don't think this marriage is working, and you talking about your relationship all the time made us just like really
were you
confessional
still...
and transparent having sex. No,
yeah,
no. Mm-mm. I don't ever want to have sex with him again.
Impossible.
It was like fucking my brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was too some people come into your life and they should be your friends. Uh-huh. But we didn't have enough time to figure out that that's what we should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, it was just like incest city.
Got it. So you're at Sarah Silverman's birthday party.
Okay. He's about to leave to go to his girlfriend's birthday party.
So
his new girlfriend.
So casual about this. I'm obsessed. it's like 2025 already.
I didn't care. I was so out of the relationship. Yeah. I just wanted him to be happy. And I also, he would do things like, at 2 a.m. wake me up in the middle of the night and be like, what do you think the threat is seriously of nuclear war happening this week? Because I'm really worried about it. And no. I was like, I have to fucking go to work tomorrow. I had a day job. And he was like working as a director. I was like, hey, dude, I have to make money.
Yeah, he's doing this during your marriage. You're like, what about nuclear war?
Like an emotional terrorist in a way that was like so neurotic.
Oh,
he gave me an Israeli gas mask for my birthday one year.
This is all
well documented. He doesn't care if I talk about it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
My dream is to be kind of like in a bomb shelter and I just can't go outside and I just like watch Netflix and like a post-apocalyptic society.
And the mom from Sharper Objects is your mom.
Yeah. My dream is for them. We don't know if it's Sharp Objects.
That's still around?
Sharper Objects
is what our friend Stephen Phillips Horst was calling
Sharp objects
and Stranger Things.
And now my brain deletes immediately after I find out if it's sharper. My brain keeps deleting it. So
we
even right now, even
name.
Though we just found out if it's sharper, I don't know if it's Sharp Objects or Sharper Objects. But my dream is to have the mom from it, and I'm just really sick, and I just watch Netflix all day.
You want a Phantom Thread thing?
I want a Phantom Thread thing.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, for a day.
Okay, so we're there. He's going to his girlfriend's birthday party. I don't really know anybody, and...
Fun.
You know what's fun? To be like at a big birthday party
Fuck,
and you don't know
that.
Anybody.
Hell.
And the one person you do know, you don't want to talk to.
Right.
So my friend Janixa, who is now, she's a director, Janixa Bravo, came and I knew her.
Yes.
And I was like, great.
Lemon.
Then I went to, I was like, fantastic. And we were all smokers at the time. Something you can't identify with.
No, but
barely. Yeah.
I flirted.
Flirted with it. And she was with, she brought my husband who just moved from New York. And I was like, new meet who dis?
Seriously. I mean, can you imagine?
Can you imagine if, when people from New York come to LA, that's what you should do.
I know. I'm going to go to LA in February.
Just tell everyone you're from New York because everyone is so fucking thirsty for New York dick.
Wow. Interesting.
And pussy, all of it. Because they're like, oh, you're from the better city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt that way too. When I go there, it's like.
So a manager once told me when I was married to my ex-husband and mm-hmm. I was coming back and forth from New York, he was like, you should move to New York and reestablish your comedy career because LA loves it when you make it in New York.
Yeah.
Because then they want you more.
Uh-huh.
That's what we're trying to do.
It works. I'm saying the stick with the formula. It works. It's okay. Been proven to work.
Don't reinvent the wheel.
Long story short, we just started talking. We talked for 4 hours.
At a party? Okay. I've never had a conversation.
Sitting on a lounge chair. What was the what?
I've like, never
what,
had a one-on-one.
When you saw him, what did you feel? Like?
I just thought he was like, I thought he was like very New York. He had like a short sleeve button-down shirt on.
Cute.
He was smoking cigarettes. He had like a glass. He had like, you know, New York City Warby Parker adjacent. Like that?
What's your type?
Kind of dorky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although he hates it when I say that, but I'm kind of dorky. He's a writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Paul Rust. Imagine that was your husband.
What if it was my husband?
That'd be amazing.
Okay. I think Paul Rust
Italian.
Is
I don't even.
Think. I think Paul Rust is really hot, and I once during a hookup told the guy he reminded me of Paul Rust, and he got really offended. He didn't want it.
But be like, affiliated
no,
with that.
I was yeah, like, it's good. He didn't like it.
But you always take the chance of the other person having a different.
And that's why I just don't give any experience. More pop culture touchstones while I'm hooking up. I say that yeah, after or before.
Screaming mid thrust.
You're like Paul Rust meets Adrian Brody.
But like good Adrian Brody, not the guy who like sits in the limo and makes everyone wait for
I'm
him.
I'm not attracted to Adrian Brody. And I'm not attracted to Jude Law, and I refuse to be.
Well,
I shouldn't have to be.
Don't tell people that because, you know, there's like laws against that.
I know. You should see the hate I'm met with. It's really sad. But
I can't imagine.
I have to live my truth, which is that I'm not attracted to Jude Law. And if that means I'm straight, then I'm straight.
Yeah, it means you're straight.
Sexuality is fluid.
Today, Pat said he wasn't attracted to women. I was like, what about me?
I know.
And he said, sometimes.
Sometimes
he literally is like trying to hook up with me.
No, so Catherine.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to always remind Catherine,
we're gonna have a child
we're
together.
We're bandying about the term of once we get, the idea of once we get rich, having a baby together. But I have to say, but Catherine, I'm not fucking you.
And I was like, I don't want you to fuck me. And he insists on saying, no.
You could do it like telephone.
Like,
where you just like do a tube in between the two of
totally,
you.
Totally, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And then you
we'll
never
do it.
Have
you
to
know
touch.
What we'll do? You know what we'll do?
A tube.
We'll do a fleshlight.
Oh, that's.
I'll come into a fleshlight and then you empty it into your.
Oh fuck.
Self.
No. Or you could do tomato grower where you're on, yeah, you're hanging from the ceiling.
Stop peddling the tomato grower. It's not gonna happen.
Aaron, let it go.
Three installments of $19.99. $70 wow, worth of tomatoes.
So you're talking for 4 hours with okay, a nerdy comedy writer.
Nerdy comedy.
Okay. With the nerdiest writer.
Just a, you know, shriveling, spitting on himself. He's Italian. He's an Italian who's
an
been
Italian
living in
nerd.
America since 12 and has dorky tendencies,
cool,
which I love.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, he's cool, and he's not your average. He's gonna hate so much that I keep calling him a dork. But I was like, this guy's amazing. So he took me home. Oh wait, let me tell you the other part of the story. So because I was working at Funny or Die, we were doing all these political sketches, and Jerry O'Connell.
I'm addicted.
I did a thing with him where he played why can't I think of his name? Who is the binder full of women?
Oh, I know who you mean, but I don't know.
Why
his
can't
name.
I think
I don't remember.
Anyway, whatever. We all know
yeah,
who we're talking about.
That was like 2012.
The Mormon. He was playing him, and then we did a video, and he was like, I want to set you up with a friend of mine. And I was
Jerry
like,
O'Connell one.
I was as shocked as you were.
Was like, I want to set you up with
just
my
now. He's like, I want to set you up with my friend. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not in that level. I'm not on that level.
Yeah,
I don't want
to.
He was like, no, you're going to get along. And I was like, well, who is it? And he's like, I don't want to tell you. Is it okay if I just show him a picture of you? And I was like, well, clearly it's on my, there's pictures of me on the internet. Just like show him.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, he wants to go on a date with you. Can I give him your number? And I was like, okay, yeah, but who is it? And it was Josh yeah, Groban.
No.
And I was just
Aaron,
like, I was like, I don't, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I love that he's trying to get into comedy. More power to him.
Right.
Not my steez.
No, you're just,
I'm not.
I don't know what he looks like, actually.
He looks like.
Curly hair.
Whenever I try to picture
like
it.
Like an upside down tomato with wig on.
Stop. I'm not buying it.
We're worried about you. I'm pulling up Josh Groban.
Okay. Whenever I hear of a.
I'm hacking the mainframe.
Of a job. Get it. Oh my God, they see you. Get out. I picture Keith Urban.
It's the opposite of that.
He sings. He's like a classically trained singer.
Who's the guy that's like, I want to go home, that song. Another.
I like this,
has come.
But
oh,
I don't like that. This.
See, I
that
like
was, it was this version
it
of
was this.
Josh.
See, okay,
yeah.
So we're seeing a beardless and a bearded. But I
and by the way, perfectly nice guy. But here's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm a giant woman. I'm truly.
What do you mean?
I'm almost 6 feet tall.
Wow.
He's like 5 foot
Are you, okay, true. I know that this is.
He's not 5'1".
He's 5'1".
He's like 3'6".
Drag him. I am.
Like those life size Barbies.
Quote
it's
this.
More about me. I don't have the confidence. I don't.
This is canon. Erin Gibson is saying Josh Groban is 5'1". She's putting that out there. Do you care about height?
I know that's
a drastic difference. But
because I used to be made fun of so much. I've been this height since I was in third grade.
That's insane.
So I had a growth spurt really early. So I have weird height things. I don't like feeling bigger than men. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel unfeminine. It's not about him. It's about like, I just don't. I mean, good for him if he has the confidence to go out with me. I don't have it reverse. But I was like, again, this will be a great story. So I agreed. So we're chatting over text. And he's like, do you want to? I was like, hey, do you want to go out? I'm always like, you're
chatting with Josh Groban over text.
Yes.
Okay.
And
now I've said everything.
Yeah. Now you've said everything.
Okay, so I'm chatting over text, and I'm like cut to the chase kind of situation. I don't want to.
Oh, I'm jealous of that.
I don't want to like have text conversations for 70 days. I want to be like, are we going to go out or not? Because I can't tell if I like you.
I want that too, but I want you to kind of steer the ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want this text conversation to end as quickly as possible, but I don't want to be the. I need.
I feel like I want to be texting at all times and also always going out.
Yeah,
you can
same.
Have both of those.
I don't know.
wait, so you're like,
there's too much fantasy with like text messaging.
There's too much
you can fill in the holes and
totally.
Oh, it's
and
so
I do
fun.
That. There's too much fantasy with Josh Groban. Wait, so
like which mansion am I going to live in? Yeah. Which dog am I going to have
oh my God.
To walk?
So yeah. What happened?
So I said, do you want to go out on Friday? He was like, yes, great, 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 great. So Thursday rolls around and I'm like, are we on for tomorrow? Because he isn't like. Told me like he hasn't made right. it. I when someone's not making all the plans, I'm like, well, either let's do this or not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I actually can't make it. I have the flu and I have to go on tour next week and I have to be really careful with my voice. He didn't say my voice is an instrument, but he implied it.
Yeah, that, I mean that's Catherine Cohen in a nutshell.
Yeah,
I know. Okay, give me my number.
And I was like, honey and lemon and hot water, let's do this. But
yeah.
I was totally cool about it. I was like, yeah, whatever. So I'm at that. So that was Thursday. Friday is Sarah Silverman's birthday party. I'm there talking to Ale for 4 hours. He's like, can I take you home? I was like, absolutely.
Can I take you home?
It was like,
cute.
It was really cute. He's like, can I drive you home? Because I was walking distance to this party. So I was like, okay. We're in the elevator. And I look to the right, and it's Josh Groban on a fucking date with Katy Perry.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And I was
so smug.
I was so fucking smug. And I just like crossed my arms and I looked at him, but he didn't put it together
because
he only saw me on the internet.
Yeah.
No.
So he didn't know it was me. And I was just watching him the whole time. And he leaves, gets out. And I was like, you have the flu, huh?
You said that?
No, but I was I wanted to say it, but there's too many people in the elevator and it was going to be weird. And so then I was like, it was like probably like 10 people in this elevator. So then everyone was walking together and I was like trying to figure out a way to like do it. And
you should have been like, Katie, he told me he had the flu. And if you're a girl's girl, you'll walk out of this elevator with me and Ali right now. And then all three of you linked arms and walked out together.
Oh,
that's what you should have done.
Threesome.
Threesome.
Wait, so then what
happened?
Okay, so then he got his car.
Story.
He got his car.
That's such a good story.
He was like getting the valet, and I was just, we were all waiting for the valet to get cars, and I was just waiting, and I was just like, I just loved it. I was like, what a fucking great story. I get ditched the night that I meet this guy who ended up being my second, husband now. And he's standing at the door waiting for Katy Perry. He's like standing like a very obedient dog, like with the passenger door open, like waiting for Katy Perry to get in. And she's like schmoozing and like, oh my God, whatever. And just like making him fucking earn it.
Yeah.
Just like wait. He must have been standing there for 10 minutes, just like blinking and holding the door. And I've never felt like I've gotten justice before in my life like I did that night.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
Such a good story.
Anyway, Josh and I are great friends now.
Oh my God.
And then me and Katie
you already met your husband.
Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
And you guys hooked up that night and you were like,
We didn't actually. Oh, that's another part of the story. So he took me home and he was like, I was doing a show at UCB at the time and I was like, he was like, I want to come see your show. And I was like, no, I want to go on a date with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's yes, such bitch. A that's, and I don't have the strength to do that.
Well, learn.
What do you have to lose?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a wall in my head. But I'm like, yeah, come see my show. And then I'm like, why is
then
and
then
I'm like,
you why is you don't talk to them after.
Yeah. My thing is I never clarify and then I get upset that it's not clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's my theory.
I'm seeing my crush after this. We're going. I can't say where we're going because he'll maybe listen in here.
And does he know that you have a crush on him?
I can't. Tell.
Let's talk about it.
I can't tell.
Do you want me to tell you what I would do in this situation
yes.
or not?
Yes.
Okay, I would say, listen, I don't want to make it weird, but I do have a crush on you. If you don't reciprocate that, that's totally fine. I will deal with it on my own. I will respect whatever you
yeah.
want to do.
I don't know why I can't.
You have nothing
to
lose because he's not even like in our circle.
I know. He's not in our circle. I know. But he's in my others. I don't want to say anymore.
Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, you're just torturing yourself, right? You're just
yeah.
You're
no, I know. I get off on bludgeoning that. Myself to death.
Well, then that's a different thing. If that makes yeah. you come, then no, whatever.
It doesn't always make me come.
Stop coming. Stop coming.
Sorry, does it have a tissue?
I would. I mean, but here's the thing. Because in my mind, it's like there's so many ways to currency comes in many forms.
Yeah.
One of them is actual money.
Yeah.
The other one is like
famously is it money famously is currency.
You would be shocked to know that people will accept it in exchange for
as
goods.
A form of currency.
In
yeah.
shops.
Anywhere.
Goods, but what about services?
Absolutely.
Okay, now I've heard everything.
Cha-ching-a-ling.
Time.
Time is currency, yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
So you're like you're basically rewarding this behavior with your mm-hmm. time and
I know. I can't yeah. say
what
I,
you talk about is currency.
What do you mean?
It's what you value. Yeah. What you value, what you talk about, that's currency. That's like, you know, if you're only talking about like me, I'm always talking about Norwegian fabrics.
Exactly.
Right? That's my currency. I want other people to know that's important to me.
Uh huh. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
And Norwegian fabrics, mm-hmm. Different kind of shelving. Mm.
These are the things you're into, really?
I mean, yes. I'm making a joke, but I am kind of sort of into Norwegian fabrics because they're bold as fuck. They don't give a fuck in Norwegian.
I love
I
your
don't
sweater.
Know
not the country.
Yeah,
I
know. We're
sweater.
Loving your sweater.
We love your sweater.
Oh, this is J. Crew, girls.
No.
No, I love like a J. Crew.
I thought it was like Marnie.
Marnie from
No,
girls.
This is J. Crew Marnie. Trying to do Marnie.
Wait, yeah, you know what's so hot that I haven't... You know what's so hot? You know the scene from Girls where it's season one where she's like...
With Jonathan?
With Jonathan where he's like saying things to her and she goes and she fingers herself in the bathroom and he's just like not even that
it's
hot,
but
episode. He's just like really mean and it's hot to her and she jerks off. That's hot.
Power.
That's power.
Currency.
Power is currency.
Currency.
That's what I would do. To you close just, this whole loop, he was dating somebody at the time but didn't
Who?
Want my husband. So he was like...
Taylor Swift.
I was like, I want to go on a date with you and he was like, I can't. I'm actually seeing someone. And I was like... Cool, you don't have a 4-hour conversation with somebody and then like mention at the end.
Yeah.
But he was like, I wanted to do the right thing. So then I didn't talk to him for like 2 weeks. I was so pissed.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then
time is currency and now you spent 4 hours at a party.
Exactly.
Fuck.
Not talking to another guy who might be my future husband.
Not, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though I wasn't into the even getting remarried at that point. But so then he emails me over Facebook and he was like, listen, I want to apologize.
He emails
I really...
me over Facebook. I love it.
He emails me over He DMs me over Twitter.
No. Let her speak.
I know. I'm sorry.
What did you call it? He messaged me. Facebook
messaged. I'm sorry.
No, I've got
sorry.
It right.
All right.
Okay. He Facebook messengers me over Facebook.
Thank you.
Now
I
understand.
I only
now
want,
you get it.
Before I said, huh, I didn't check out.
Shut up. I'm just.
I didn't check out before. No.
Shut
That's
up.
Okay.
Okay.
But now everyone's clear.
Now everyone's clear.
It's a message over. So you know on Facebook, like there's a little like window that pops up.
Yeah.
It was that. So
it's
it came
so
up in my pop up.
It's so exciting.
It popped up
fuck.
In my Facebook
when
manager.
When you see the name and you go, oh.
I don't. And you can't even read it at first because it'll say scene. So you're like, I gotta wait.
When
because
I get a text from a crush, I feel literally like I'll never eat again.
Oh,
I'm running. I'm riding.
You can do anything. You can like start your own investment bank.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What is that?
I know.
Oh, I'm addicted. Okay.
That's.
Wait,
you
that's,
know, Jesus designed you that way.
Oh,
and that's beautiful. And that's who
so
Jesus
sweet.
Wants you to
that's
be.
That's my Texas girl.
Wait, so what does the message say?
Okay, so he says, listen, I want to apologize. I want to go out with you. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't doing the wrong thing. And I have broken up with that person who I was seeing. I didn't want to not let you. I wanted to talk to you all night. That was honest. But I also didn't want to do something. I didn't want to like cheat on this person. I thought.
Oh, wow.
And so he really did the right thing.
Yeah.
He just.
But you're like.
He's Italian. So he's like playing it. He's playing it fast and loose a little bit.
Yeah, and also now he sent this message. Now it's like, okay, are we now in a serious relationship? Like, that's a lot.
It's like,
up
are
top.
We married now?
Right. I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
We went on a date. We dated for 5 years.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And then
in stark contrast to your first marriage.
I know. Long time.
When did you live together?
One time I got really drunk and I said, and I accidentally, I was like, I got really drunk. We were at a Christmas party and I was just like, you I was like, to. Just so you know, I'm never going to marry you. I just want you to know that. And he goes,
me as fuck.
And he goes, Mary, he goes, happy holidays.
He goes, one day you're going to beg me to ask you to marry you. Oh.
That's so hot.
And I was like, oh, he was kind of mad about it, but I was like, oh, I like this.
That's hot as fuck.
Yeah.
That's really hot. Oh, that fuck. Confidence.
I'm in such a weird place right now.
No, if you want to get really drunk with someone who you're like starting a relationship with, I think it's really good to like say things like that.
Yeah, I think so too. I will never marry you. I'm working on it. This is a challenge. I will never marry you. I'm going to start saying that to everyone.
Yeah.
Every hot guy you're gonna I see, I'm going to go up to him and be like, I'm never fucking marrying you for your whole life. And then we'll see what you do
if
with that.
If you walked up to a guy who you had a crush. Do that with your crush today. Just say like, you're going to beg me to fuck you. And he's going to be like, what? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tone has shifted very wildly.
Okay,
it works.
That
so then you begged him to marry you.
So then he proposed to me. We didn't even talk about it.
That's what I want.
We went to this amazing hike to this glacier in Washington State, and he just pulled out a ring, and he was like, "Will you marry me?" And I was like, "Yeah."
Aww. Yeah, it's amazing.
Although I do recommend you should talk about it first.
Okay. Yeah, because it's such a hit or miss.
Yeah, but I it's also, pretty great. Marriage is a bunch of compromises, so
yeah.
I'm not a great compromiser, so that's my own personal struggle, but I just, you know, I need a lot of alone time, and he gives it to me.
Mm. That's amazing.
He gives it to me.
Yeah, bitch.
When did y'all start living together?
2 years after we started dating.
I would struggle to live with a person.
It's hard, because I'm a very, very, very neat person.
Oh, I'm
neat?
The opposite.
Oh,
I always get worried that the other person is
out of me.
It's a disease. I have so many diseases.
You seem like a neat person.
Very although together. I showed up an hour late today.
We forgot. It's completely
we forgot
underwater.
About that. Do you want to keep reminding you?
Let me tell you this.
That was not a power play, I want you to know.
I don't think it was. Now that I know you, I don't think it was.
Yeah.
But before you were like, what a fucking diva.
You just never know. These LA people, you never know.
There's Pringles here. And I was like, every minute that I have in this space, I'm going to eat several more Pringles. And like, that's hard.
If you saw, I kind of want to show, whatever. This is just me apologizing more. But my Google Calendar is color coded and basically down to the second, just everything is planned out.
I don't understand Google Calendar.
Which is why my body shuts down sometimes when I'm not doing anything.
Body shuts down, binder full of women. No, that's in that same time. Body
Mitt
shutting
Romney.
Down. Mitt Romney, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like, when I have a show, I don't know until I wake up that morning and I see it's like tagged on social and it's like, oh my God, I'm doing a show tonight.
Oh, that's always a bad feeling.
Yeah, it's always a bad feeling. My entire life is a bad feeling.
What I was going to say to you, okay, you need to stop. I am currently breaking up with my boyfriend who we...
Does he know this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a drawn-out breakup where they're living together for a little bit.
We're still living together. We moved in together after 6 months. We've been living together for 2.5 years.
That's soon.
And now I'm scared to live alone. Do you have advice?
It's going to be so freeing. And so, okay, here's the thing. When I lived alone, I still had a lot of paranoia about someone break. I have rape fears.
Yeah.
As most women do.
You know, I don't love it either.
I mean, I know you're not a fan.
Yeah.
But I just had a routine where every time I come home, I would just check every, like, OCD style, every closet and the shower, and then I'd feel okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being alone.
I'm not joking. Weed really helped. That's when I started, like, really figuring out what kind of weed was good for me because.
Yeah, will you tell me what kind?
Yeah, you need an indica that's, like, 5 milligrams.
Because I'm so anxious.
And you'll go right. Oh, I have. Do you want me to just pharmacy style? You should do 5 milligrams of sativa during the day and then at night switch to indica. I use it only really when I super duper need to sleep or if I really need to calm down. And you should also track it with your period because certain parts of your cycle, you get more anxious. And so then you kind of just know and you'll be
wow.
I have this on hand. Use the app Clue and it'll tell you like, oh, you're going to be feeling more anxious and you start tracking your shit. And then I just know like, oh, day 7 through 8, I need more weed than I usually do.
I'm
and
regular.
I don't smoke. I don't do every day.
You're eating?
I eat weed.
I eat
sounds
weed.
Sounds so awful.
Yeah, it sounds like Lisa Kudrow's.
Probably 5 days a month.
Oh. Okay.
Just to manage. Yeah.
All right. So.
Wait, so who do you want to, what's your future?
Yeah, what's your dream?
Future, I want to bankrupt male society.
Oh
that's
my
amazing.
God, obsessed.
Yeah. I want to cut all, anybody who's been marginalized, I want them to stop giving money to assholes.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to figure out like different ways, different things for ways to that to happen.
And that's what your book's about, right?
Yeah, that's what my book's about. And
that's
I also,
like book.
I'm also like, I'm like in the beginnings of starting a female bank.
Oh my God.
Because when Kavanaugh.
Starting a bank?
Yeah, when Kavanaugh. I have no business doing this, but when Kavanaugh got nominated, I was so angry. Yeah. And I was like, I want my money out of the fucking banking system. Like, I don't want them investing in it. And I was like, wait, what if every fucking woman or queer person or person of color just immediately was like moved all of their money out of terrible banks and into yes. a female run bank that was doing like actually good stuff? And I was researching it. And I was like, this doesn't exist.
Okay.
So I put on Instagram, and then I had all these women from like investment banks reach out to me.
That's amazing.
And they were like, we want to do this. And I was like, okay, well, let's figure it out. So I'm in the process of like getting us all in the room to talk about. I think I've just been starting reading about it. It's like takes about a year to do.
I have full body chills.
With Maxine as the head of the banking regulatory committee. Oh, you know, she's going to be Maxine Waters.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good time to do it. Anyway, if you're interested, DM me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. But I've got a crazy.
I'm at Chase right now. I hate it.
No. And of course.
Yeah.
What are you going to call it?
Girls.
Chase her.
Chase for her.
Chase for her. It's going to be called Pink. Yeah. Chase Pink for her.
I love that.
Pink Paisley Rhinestone.
I used to work at a running store, and there's like this thing called Body Glide where it's like it's for chafing.
Yes.
And then they came out with like Body Glide for her, and it was just smaller, and it came in a pink thing, and it had deodorant.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Ew. I know. It was the only one with deodorant.
Yeah, the guys didn't have deodorant.
That's insulting.
Do you want to know that I never have worn deodorant in my life?
Good for you.
Do you want to know crazy. That? Because now you do.
No, I have to wear it.
But do you wear natural or nothing?
I think that I think that I just don't smell, but I also think my body learned how to cope with smelling. But also, I'm worried that I smell. But also,
I would tell you immediately if I think you need to do.
I need people around me to tell me if I smell. But
I can't smell you at all. I'm gonna hug you after. You.
I think that maybe hug me after and let me know. I think that reach out to my hug me after and then email my reps and let me know if I need deodorant.
That's your feedback in audition. Yeah. Great job. Really a lot of feeling. Knew all the lines.
God. The hug was smelly.
Smelled a little bit like old apples.
Old apples.
That would smell kind of good.
But I think maybe my body just learned that it didn't need it because I wasn't giving it it.
Because you're just depleting, you're like depriving it of like nutrients.
Now I'm worried. I put so much deodorant on my breath, and now it doesn't even work.
You taught your body to smell. This is not science. This is anecdotal.
Does anyone in your family not smell?
No one in my family smells.
See, I think maybe you just have a genetic thing.
But you know when you're little and you go over a family's house, and it's like, this
smell.
Is that family's smell.
Yeah, yes. Think about
and sometimes
all the
it's
time.
Good, sometimes it's bad. I'm like, I wonder if
when it's bad, it's so sad.
I know. When it's bad, it's so sad.
But sometimes is it bad because they just like, they had made like a pork dish earlier in the day and it's just the remnants of that?
No, there was like one that was pure urine. Purine.
What, did they have cats?
Maybe. Yeah. I don't
potentially, they potentially had cats.
I don't fuck with cats. Yes.
I don't them.
I'm crumbling.
I don't care too much about cats. What?
So you're starting a bank. You're going out. You have like this huge book tour. Like, tell us about your glamorous life.
Well, it's exhausting. It's fun. The shows, it's like everything. Shows are fun. Everything around it is not fun.
Exactly. Oh my God. Exactly. And you're living your dream right now.
It's pretty fun. Yeah. I'm having a good time.
You're in love. You're in work. Yeah.
Everything
you're in play.
Sounds fine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet,
my family's crumbling.
Oh no! It sounds like
everyone's
doing
old.
I'm obsessed. I'm gonna move to their desert location.
Oh yeah, come to Santa Fe.
I will.
Oh,
Santa Fe.
We're playing your song. That's the Tennessee.
Isn't it sad how much I love Chopped? But wait, I do think we have to kind of wrap up ish because I know our producer has to get out.
So
you don't like being here for four fucking hours for me?
But wait, let's do a quick crush of the week.
Crush of the week. I was gonna say, do you feel hot today?
Yes, you do. Oh yeah, that's more important.
Do you feel? First of all, are you like a skincare bitch because you have great skin?
Well, yes. You're a beauty bitch.
Okay. Yeah,
is it okay to say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I'll own it.
No, because I noticed that you were beauty and cosmetic inclined when you're talking about how you're.
Bankrupting that industry.
Bankrupting that industry, yeah.
Yeah.
Chaos. I want to get an under eye stick. Do you have recommendations?
Don't do under eye sticks. They're bullshit.
What should I do for under eye?
That's so helpful. Because I was ready to spend a lot of money on it.
No, under eye stuff. My friend's an esthetician. She's a natural esthetician. She's like, nothing will help. I mean, honestly, what are you talking about for under eye?
Something
just like a stick.
Better.
What, but, like?
I don't know. One time,
I know so little about this.
Okay, so is it a moisture thing? Is it discoloration?
What do you
is
think?
It? I mean,
we just generally want to look better.
You're so young. You don't need all. Okay,
she's 27.
All you need.
She's 27. One of the top 10 youngest ages.
24 being the other one.
Being in the top 5. Is, yeah.
One of the youngest ages is 16, and that's true. But wait, also, my mom always says,
we're talking about my under eye.
I don't always do this when we're talking about your under eye. You I celebrate grown. Your under eye. My mom always says that good skin comes from the inside out.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, daily vitamin every day.
Wait, what kind?
Wow, multi?
I do Ritual.
Wait, but they just sent me some stuff.
Yeah, you should do it. I mean, it's just because they're like, it's made for women. Sorry.
Okay.
It's made for women, but
okay,
it's
I'm
got more iron
it.
And stuff.
I'm going to take it.
You can take it. It doesn't
can
matter.
Can I? As a gay man, I think I can take it.
Yeah, because you're basically...
girl, you basically are producing estrogen. Okay, lots of fucking water.
Yeah, I'm a water queen.
I know. I'm not a water queen. She's a water queen.
You should put fruits or some shit in it.
I know.
Make it taste different.
I know. I'm like a Diet Coke queen.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's nothing you can do to water to make it taste like Diet Coke.
I know.
Except for putting Diet Coke
in it.
Except for
mixing it with a lot of Diet Coke.
So you chew nicotine gum and drink Diet Coke. So mm-hmm. you're like a 85-year-old
I'm a truly 85-year-old. Yeah, I'm like an 85-year-old woman who wears like one
visor,
of those like green visors.
That's
like,
just
always
that's
going
exactly
to like Atlantic City and like playing
holding
the slots.
Cards.
Yeah.
You play slots with like cigarettes in your hand.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, water, vitamins.
I don't believe in K-beauty. Korean beauty,
okay, why?
Because they have too many steps, and I don't have fucking
no,
time.
I agree.
If something
I want
has
one
steps,
thing.
Oil cleanse.
What
you
is
can
that?
Just use straight up coconut oil on your face. So you just put like you have, let's say you have a bunch of makeup on your face, mm-hmm. or in the morning you just slap some coconut oil on. Get yourself some black washcloths so you don't ruin a bunch of washcloths, and then you just wipe everything off, and then just put a sunscreen on and a moisturizer, and that's
no
it.
No water. You just put oil?
You just put oil on and then put a hot washcloth. Make the hot cloth?
Hoshkosh,
sorry. Make the washcloth wet.
Hoshkosh.
Make the hoshkosh wet. And do it hot.
Okay.
Don't do it cold style.
Do it hot, name of ep.
And then take it all off and it all comes off. And there's a chemical thing I don't really understand, but there's a subreddit about it on the beauty forum.
I don't understand about it.
How? Well, it's just a website. That has
no, don't
so
tell
much
us.
Information.
We don't want to know.
La, la, la,
so no,
la, la.
No, we don't
it's
need
the Post Malone of websites.
Exactly.
Oh, exactly. So we don't need to roll anything under our eyes.
I don't. I think you just use. My friend just says just use regular moisturizer.
Okay, our face masks.
I think you're right.
Are face masks true or false?
I think they're true if you're like if you're on like the at the end of your tomato like, rope.
If it's if all
cut the cord,
spelled.
Pod's over.
if you're like a decrepit. Like, if you've had three shows, if you had three shows in a row and you're like, my skin is going to crumble off, I need a bunch of shit, then you can use face masks and stuff.
Yeah.
That's extra. But also, you could just slap on a bunch of I think coconut oil is great. And just an oil-based moisturizer is good for dry skin.
Wait, so this is all to the end of, one thing we do on this podcast is like, you know how sometimes you wake up and you're like, wow, I look fucking amazing. I feel very hot. Someone should approach me to have sex. And some days you wake up and it's like, what? Hillary Rodham Clinton, what happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we
how
had to
did
just,
I? Yeah.
We just go around and take people's temperatures. Like, do you feel hot today?
You go first.
Me? I don't feel hot today. As
what?
We know before,
oh,
we
right.
did an Insta
Psycho.
Video. And I just like was home for the weekend at my parents' house. And you know when you're home for the weekend, it's like, wow, this is my fourth like thing of Chips Ahoy. It's like interesting. And
interesting.
My hair is a weird length in a way that I don't like. I'm just like going.
Everything you're saying is not true.
Okay,
but...
I know, yeah. And I need a haircut though. That is true. And that's okay.
Okay, sure.
To kind of say. And I just don't feel hot right now. That's okay. Do you feel hot?
No.
Why? You look amazing.
I have not showered today.
I would have never guessed that. I think showering's
overrated. I also got a blowout.
It looks great.
On Thursday. This
oh,
is,
I don't know your normal
four.
Hair. Cool.
Your hair is nice and thick.
Do you love blowouts?
I love them.
Do you have curly hair?
Oh, can I give you the tip for blowouts?
Yes.
Do you go to...
Dry bar?
BDB. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know why I call it blow dry bar. It's not the right term.
Are you talking about dry bar?
You have to give them cash tip before you start because they don't... They get paid minimum wage.
They don't get the tips I put on the card.
They sometimes don't get the tips. And I found that because I do dry bar all over the country for shows. And
I dry bar all over the country.
I dry bar in any city where one exists.
I
won't have it any other way.
Is your hair curly? What's happening?
Yeah, it's wavy.
Same.
Yeah. And they have to do, and I have a lot of cowlicks and stuff, but you'll make their fucking day by giving them a cash tip before you start and just saying, hey, I just want to make sure that you get this. And sometimes they've fucking cried before.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I don't know how bad it is, but I know they're making minimum wage. They work really fucking long hours and really hard. They don't get, a lot of them don't get health insurance.
Oh my God.
Dry bar, you should get $20 an hour if you work there.
I agree. Some of them, some cities are making like
it's hard
$9, $10 an hour.
Are you serious? Bar?
Yes, and not getting their tips if you put them on the credit card. Sometimes they're not.
I always put on the card.
I know. Okay, that's just a life hack for them.
Bringing $10 cash. Saying, yeah. Hey.
And change a person's life.
I value yes. you.
Anyway, the blowout is helping, but yeah. I just feel gross. I mean,
but
honestly,
also, are you someone who always looks very put together?
I look put together?
Yes. And don't pretend.
I can't.
Collar, okay, collar out
well,
over a chunky
this?
Sweater with, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, this is, it's all trickery.
It's working.
Thank you.
I do feel hot today, even though I haven't showered. You know why? I have a good energy today.
You do have a good energy
today.
You
do. Today. Thank you, guys. It's because I had an amazing, you know when you have, last weekend, I was like, if I can get through this weekend of shows, and then I can chill for a Monday and Tuesday.
I know.
So you did it. And I'm you had not- great shows.
That's special.
You do stand up too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy that, I mean, honestly, y'all are younger than me. This generation of stand ups makes me so happy because it was when I stopped doing stand up because I was tired of like bros.
I know.
Oh no.
Well, it's funny because there is like, it's funny. It's just, it feels sometimes like two worlds. Like I'll go into a show at like a Caroline's or like a more like, like there's this other
like
culture where I go and I'm like, who are all the, like I've never.
We don't know anyone.
And also
yeah.
lots of our friends in the more alternative scene do like, and by alternative, I do mean, yes, gay. I like, we'll do like characters and stuff. So I only do stand up. And like, so if I'm doing like a showcase for some kind of like thing that I'm trying to get, like it always.
Like Montreal or something.
Montreal yeah. or like, yeah. Like I'll do the stand up night and I always get there. There's like 12 people on the lineup and I know truly like one of them if I'm lucky. And it's like, yeah. oh, there's still this, like, but there is this space of like, of us in our kind of circle that is more like, what you're talking about.
Yeah, Montreal this year was like so diverse and
yeah.
so fun, and also there were people problematic people there.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
oh my
Southern
God.
Mama. Southern
I'm ready
mama.
For 10 years from now. It's going to be fucking yeah. just, we're going to run
it's
shit.
Seriously. No, yeah. all our friends are like genius and so successful and the best.
Truly.
And not straight men.
Good job being your ages. Good job being born when you were born.
Exactly. I know. That's all it
I
is.
I know. I could have never made it.
Very,
I would
very,
be, what would I be
feeling
doing?
Very lucky that
I would be like a paralegal and
no.
I'd be struggling. What would I be?
I don't know.
Do you
know.
Think about what you would be if you didn't
no.
do comedy?
Someone would. Asked me that on the pod and I was like offended. Okay. No,
there
I
is no backup plan.
No, I don't care about comedy. I just care about performing.
And I care about comedy.
Yeah.
Do I?
I don't know.
It's unclear. Okay, we got to go.
Okay, wait. Final segment.
Oh, yeah. So we tensions went high in this podcast. And so we had to, for the sake of our friendship, start a segment at the end called Are You Mad at Me? Where we just check in with our guest and the other person of if you're mad at me.
Yeah.
So, Catherine, are you mad at me?
Am I going first?
We don't know. We don't.
I know. We don't know.
We don't know what
that
means. Like,
that's okay.
Because I don't know if
we don't know
first.
If it's Are You Mad at Me means if I'm going for Are You Mad at Me, does that mean I'm being mad at or does that mean I'm telling you whether or not I'm mad at you?
I don't know. When I say you go first, I mean
talk.
Tell me if I'm mad at you, if you're mad at me. That's what I mean.
I'm not mad at you. I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
I know. I was like, what did
weekend.
She look like?
And when I get a text that says, miss you, I think he cares.
I know.
He
cares.
I feel like
I
a warm hug. I'm not mad at you at all. I'm really excited for Shake Shack.
I know.
One of the only places where people can still be creative.
One of the only spots for creatives in this town that yeah. is still left in New York City.
Aaron could never be mad at you, even though you were late.
Very late.
You're an icon.
Embarrassingly late.
And you're bold and you're a goddess. And I'm so honored that we had you on. And thank you so much for doing it.
Cool.
I feel the same. And I really appreciate you being cool about me being late. Because I was,
well,
I was like, I won't come if it's going to be a problem.
Totally.
Aaron, okay. You need to understand how little we have going on professionally.
Yeah.
And so
you have to kind of internalize that. Also,
I was like,
this is my one week where I'm not working. Besides my, is it a date? No one knows. Besides that kind of late lunch situation, I have nothing today. And,
but normally he's a nanny.
But normally I'm a nanny. I'm so good at comedy that I'm a nanny.
Him having a job is hard on our friendship.
I know. It's really difficult on our friendship and also on my kind of emotional state. But, all right, I'll go. Catherine.
What?
I'm not mad at you.
Are you sure?
Yeah, wait. Why was I like a little mad before? Oh, because you didn't come to the party last night. And you knew I was going
to
be there.
And it's unlike me to not go to a party, I have to say.
But lately it's like you.
No, it isn't.
Lately it's like you, but that's okay. I respect your voice.
Something personal.
And also,
which I feel like we didn't finish.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We always
there for Shake Shack.
We always leave this podcast feeling like we haven't finished or accomplished anything.
I mean, we
could
talk for hours.
Well, it's so good that you have more episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
this is our series finale. And Aaron, absolutely not met. I'm a fellow late person. And so whenever someone's running late, I'm like, yeah, like, that's the world we live in. Like, let's all go easy on ourselves.
You would do well in Greece.
I would do well in Greece, yeah, time-wise and sexually.
You'd clean up in so many levels.
I live for Greece.
No, I'm just the kind of person who is like, oh, cool, it's 9 a.m. And then truly 5 minutes later, I'm like, whoa, it's 12:30 p.m. Like, interesting how that kind of time passage happened, like, right before my eyes. I'm like, was that daylight savings? Every morning is daylight savings to me.
Okay, that's so your Groundhog's Day.
That's my Groundhog's Day.
That's your film.
That's my film. Okay, so I'm not mad.
I'm not mad at either of you. How could I be? Such no. understanding, kind, hilarious, whip smart.
Stop.
You're trailblazers in the comedy scene.
Oh my God.
So humiliating.
You need treatment.
You need treatment. That's sad that you would think that.
It's sad.
Okay.
Okay, that's our pod. Oh, wait, do you have anything you want to plug? Talk about your book, Feminasty.
Yeah, Feminasty. It's at feminasty.com if you want to hear me read it or buy it. It's all the options are there. Indie versus big box. And my handles are all Gibblertron. G-I-B-B-L-E-R-T-R-O-N. It's my last name if I was a robot.
Wow.
And I'm not a robot.
Wow, Kimmy Gibbler. Is that based on that?
Kimmy Gibbler, yeah. All of Full House is based on my life.
Wow.
Yeah, fantastic.
Oh, we didn't even get into it.
Next time.
Next time.
Thank you so much, listeners.
Seriously,
like and subscribe.
You didn't have
I'm
to
going
listen.
British.
It's sad that you did.
I know it.
I don't really go over it.
Okay, thank you so much. We love you.
Forever dog.
Forever dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.